it's time for Allied's Guide to the World Cup Nations. Today,
Portugal! Many people think that Portugal is just a resort in Spain like Copacabana or Menorca. But it's actually a country in its own right, with its own people, government, food, and everything. The people of Portugal are called the Portuguese, and have a rich tradition of sailing and conquering two big countries and making them their own. They used to love doing this in big armadas, which are like an old-fashioned boat, and that's how they got Madeira, which is where my aunt went on holiday last year. The capital of Portugal is called Lisbon. And there are many who believe that the drink port, which is a bit like sherry, I think, was invented in Portugal. Apparently, they still produce it to this day and export it to old ladies in Britain who drink it with lemon to make the day go quicker. On the pitch, Portugal are no mugs and are managed, believe it or not, by Philip Schofield, who used to do the broom cupboard with Gordon the Gopher. Apparently Schofield, or Big Philip as he now likes to be known, was going to take over the England job from Sven Eriksson. But then decided he didn't want the press intrusion or something, because I think he's quite private in real life. If I was to choose my favourite Portugal player, it would have to be Cristiano Ronaldo, because he's well fit. So let's hope he's playing on Sunday. Other than that, they don't really have an awful lot else. So England should be able to kick their bottom 6-0. In what promises to be an open game in Gelsenkirchen in Germany. So, good luck, fellas. And if you get a chance, try and get me Cristiano's autograph for my scrapbook. Cheers and bellas rodders. And I'll be back next week with my guides to the World Cup Nations.